Okay, good morning. Happy to see you all here this morning. Amen. It's a blessing to me, amen. Encouragement to me, amen.
Amen.
And I'm sure it is also to Brother Edmund. Yeah, so, alright, so what we're going to do this morning is we're going to do a little study on spiritual growth. Okay? We're going to look at 3 points here. And then at the end, I'm going to give you a checklist about, you know, you're looking for a local church to attend or whatever. This right here is an ideal checklist, and it comes from the Bible on a local church. All right, so I'll show you that after a while. All right, so this is on spiritual growth. Go to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll read verses 8 to 10.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. All right, starting in verse 8, the King James Bible says this: "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them."
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother June, could you pray, please?
In this praying, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this morning that you give to us to gather together, Lord, to worship you in your spirit. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you are freely studying your words.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for continue to use rare notes to teach and to preach your word.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us this morning, even our brethren sa daan pa po.
Yes, Lord.
Ito sa lugar nito. All these things, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So again, this is on spiritual growth and salvation is by grace through faith alone. All right, and so in this church age, all right, we are safe and secure with our salvation. We cannot ever lose it. But there are some, all right, that have this mentality that because we cannot lose our salvation, then it's okay to do whatever we want to do. Right? Because we're saved. So no matter what we do, we're going to go to heaven anyway when we die. All right? But yeah, it's true that we are saved by faith, through by grace through faith, and cannot lose it. But still, as Christians, we should have a desire to grow in grace.
Amen.
All right? And to do good works for the Lord. All right? So, number one, we are saved to do good works for the Lord. Okay? Let's read those verses again. 8 to 10. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." See that? Not of yourselves. "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Okay, so now you see how you are saved. Verse 10 tells you why you are saved. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Okay? So we are saved to do good works and to walk in those good works for the Lord. All right, so although works do not save us, we are saved to do good works, not to stay saved, all right, but to be in a close relationship to the Lord. Okay? So, think about this. Christ died for us. So shouldn't we, as Christians, as saved people, shouldn't we be living for Him? Amen?
Amen.
So go to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. And let's read verses 11 to 15. And let me know when you are there.
Amen.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Not just a few men, not some men, not the elect, but all men.
Amen.
Okay? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Amen.
These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Alright, so what does zealous mean? Zealous means passionate about what we do. We should be passionate about doing good works for the Lord. Amen? That should make us very, very happy to do good works for the Lord. Amen? So, denying ungodliness. Ungodliness is wickedness, is disregard of God and His commands, right? And neglect of His worship. Okay? Now, keep in mind that God is going to pour out His wrath upon all ungodliness.
Amen.
Okay, look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Alright, you see that? So deny. We are to deny ungodliness. And then we are to deny worldly lusts. The lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Okay? Look at 1 John chapter 2. 15-17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Love not the world. Remember, we as Christians, when God saved us, He called us out of this dark, sinful world, right? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
All right. So we are to deny worldly lust. Okay. Lust is unlawful desire of carnal pleasures. All right. Worldly pleasures. Okay. And then we should live soberly. Okay. That does not mean that we're not to get drunk. Okay? What sober means is to have a sound mind. Okay? And remember, we who are saved, we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
We have the mind of Christ. All right? Look at 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we do not use that mind of Christ properly or as we should, but we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. All right, now go to Romans chapter 12. Now that we're talking about the mind. You know where all that spiritual warfare is at that goes on? You know where it's at? It's in your mind. Right? Now you got the Holy Spirit, or first of all, you got the devil pulling you this way. You know, and you're, oh, it's okay. Nobody's around, nobody's gonna see it. It's okay. Just one time. But then you do it one time and one leads to two leads to three, right? Then you got the Holy Spirit over here on this side saying, don't you do it. Don't do it. Right? It does not please God. All right? So you got a lot of things going on in your mind. So that's where your spiritual warfare is at. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right? So we are to make our bodies, or present our bodies, a living sacrifice. Okay? A lot of people say, give your life to the Lord. But this verse here says, make your body a living sacrifice. You know all the sins that your body does? In a sin, the eyes, the tongue, the throat, the mouth, all those sins. So you make your body a living sacrifice. Amen?
Amen?
And then you renew your mind. How you renew your mind? Read and study God's word. Amen? Read and study. Okay, that's how God talks to us. All right, it's through his word. Okay? And then we should live righteously. All right? Now, within ourselves, we are not righteous. Okay? But if you are saved, then you have the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right? And you got saved. You see, Christ took on your sins, right? And the sins of the whole world on the cross, right? And he became sin, right? And so when you believe and trust Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection, then God takes his righteousness through Jesus Christ and he puts it on you like a coat.
Amen?
Now you are righteous because of Christ. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. You know, Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Right? So we are not righteous without Christ. We need Christ. We need his righteousness. All right, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are you there? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All right, now look at verses 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Amen.
Amen. So now you're saved, and you know how God looks at you? He looks at you as he sees his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God. Amen? And then we should live godly, all right? That means be obedient to God's commands.
Amen.
All right? But now you have to rightly divide, okay? Because some commands of God are for the Jew, some are for the church. All right? So you have to decide. You have to study so you can see those things. All right, and then we should be looking for Christ to come get us. All right, a lot of people today, they're looking for signs of the end times. You know, with the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the blood moons, all this other. But remember, the church does not need signs. All right, signs are for the Jews. Okay, so what we need to be looking for is not those things, but we need to be looking for that blessed hope. We need to be looking for Jesus Christ to come into the clouds and call us all home by name. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sit here and predict the date, but I'm telling you, it's coming and it's very close. Now, even the Apostle Paul thought that the rapture was going to happen in his day. All right? It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be 100 years from now. Who knows? You know, but it's close. All right, so we are commanded to grow in grace and in knowledge and bear spiritual fruit. Okay, look at 2 Peter 3:18. Second Peter 3:18. Peter tells us in verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. All right, so we are to grow in grace and in knowledge of Jesus Christ. We get that through God's word. Amen?
Amen.
So, look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 to 5. 8 to 5. 5 to 8, I mean. All right. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God. All right, and then Galatians 5:22 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen?
Amen.
And that's only by God's grace that we are able to do these things. It's all by His grace.
Yes.
And you know why God allows us to suffer? God allows us to suffer so that He can show us His grace.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God for His grace.
Yes.
All right, and then number two, what prevents us from growing spiritually? Number one, no desire for the Word of God. All right, look at 1 Peter 2:2. And we'll read 3 also, verse 3. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Amen.
Amen. So when we get saved, we first get saved, we are like babies. All right? Our mind is regenerated, our spirit is regenerated. Right? And so we are like newborn babes. Okay? And so what we need to do is we need to desire the sincere milk of the word as babes. Okay? Just like a baby. They cannot eat strong meat. Right? But they drink milk. And then as they grow, they get stronger and then they will be able to handle that meat. That's the same thing with the Word of God. All right? Newborn babes, newly saved, cannot handle the meat of the Word yet. And so they start out small with the milk of the Word. And then as they grow, they get stronger. And the stronger that they get, the more they can handle that strong meat of God's Word. Okay, so then, also not believing God's word. All right, look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Are you there?
Amen.
For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as in truth. But as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. Alright, so as Christians, we cannot pick and choose from the Bible what we want to believe and what we don't want to believe. To be a Bible believer, a true Bible believer, you have to believe the Bible from cover to cover. Every bit of it. If there's something that you say, I don't believe, and you throw it out, then you're not a Bible believer. You know, and some say, like, You know, with Noah's flood and all of that, Adam and Eve, they say that's just stories, just to teach a lesson. But that's not the case. This is God's word. God's word is true, every bit of it. All right? And we must believe it by faith. How can you believe that stuff? By faith. Amen?
Amen.
By faith. So, also, carnality and living in sin will prevent us from growing in grace. All right? Growing spiritually. Okay? So, look at 1 Corinthians 3. Verses 1 to 3. And this is the Apostle Paul, and he's speaking here to the church at Corinth. He said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" All right, so what carnal means is it's pertaining to the flesh opposed to the spiritual. All right, it's being in the natural state, the natural mind, or natural man. So look at 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man is an unsaved man. Okay? So 1 Corinthians 2:14. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Okay, so the natural man, the unsaved man, the preaching of the cross is foolishness unto them. They don't understand it. All right, but still, we need to be going out and telling people about Christ, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. All right, now look at Romans 8:7. Romans 8:7. Now let's read 6 and 7. Romans 8:6-7. "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God." It is an enemy of God. Okay? "For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." And let's read verse 8. "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Okay? So carnality and living in sin can prevent us from growing spiritually. Okay? Now we are commanded by God to live holy. All right? 1 Peter 1:16. 1 Peter 1:16. Let's read 15 and 16. Are you there?
Amen.
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That conversation there is not about the things that you speak. That's not what it's all about. Okay, the conversation there means your lifestyle. Okay? But as he which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Okay, you see that? Alright, and then number three. There are three main things that can help us to grow spiritually. Number one, the Word of God. Alright, 1 Peter 2:2, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Alright, so now go to Matthew 4:4. And this is when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. All right, we'll read verses 1 to 4 so you see the whole thing here. Matthew 4:1-4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. All right, so he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. All right, so look what the devil does. All right, he was afterward and hungered. Okay, so Jesus fasted and he was hungry. Now, verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. All right, so Jesus is hungry. The devil's tempting him to turn these stones into bread. Yeah. Right? But look what Jesus says here in verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen? Amen? This is like bread.
Right.
Amen? This will feed your soul. Amen?
Amen?
You spiritually hungry? Feed your soul with this. With God's word. Amen?
Amen.
So this King James Bible, God's word, is also like water and soap. All right? It'll clean you up inside. Reading and studying it. Amen? Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Not only is the Bible likened unto bread and water, but also apples in Proverbs 25, verse 11. It's also likened unto honey, Psalms 19:10, and likened unto meat in Hebrews 5, verse 12. All right, this is food for your soul. Amen.
Amen?
And then also what can help us is prayer. All right, before you read and study God's word, you pray to God. Yeah. Yeah, and you ask God to teach you his word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Pray for spiritual growth. Ask the Lord to help you to grow in grace. But you know what's going to happen? You ask God to help you to grow spiritually, grow in grace. You know what's going to happen? Trials and tribulations are going to come your way. Those are what helps you to grow. Helps you to develop a faith, a strong faith in Jesus Christ. A strong relationship with him. So no matter what you go through, Even this COVID stuff. Trust God.
Amen.
Trust God through it. I know it's hard. But all things are possible with God.
Amen.
Amen. Trust God. Look at James 5:16. James 5:16. James 5:16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Amen.
Amen.
You know, I have a friend in the States that he's been encouraging me, you know, with my weight loss and with the running and exercise and everything, sending me messages, just trying to encourage me. You know, so he told me the other day, he said, "Brother, we got you. Prayer changes things." Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So what we need to do as brothers and sisters in Christ is we need to pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Pray for spiritual strength for one another. Spiritual growth. Stay true to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now look at Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6, and let's read 7 also. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Amen.
Pray about everything. Let God know everything. Talk to Him just like you would to me. You can talk to God the same way.
Amen. Amen.
He wants to hear from you. Okay? So 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Amen. So we need to pray. Pray for churches of like faith.
Amen.
All right? That they got strength to keep going. All right? All right. So what involves prayer? What is involved in prayer? First, you got supplications and intercessions. All right? Supplications is your requests. All right? And intercessions. Intercessions, you're praying on behalf of someone else. You're interceding for them. Okay? Then you got confession. All right? Confess your sin to God. Okay? And then you got thanksgiving. Thank Him. Thank God for everything. Not just the good, but also the bad. Amen? And then you got adoration. All right, let God know how much you love Him. Let Him know, you know, how much you appreciate what He does for you. Amen?
Amen.
And then the local church. All right? Hebrews 10:25. The local church will help us to grow. Let's read verses 24 and 25. Are you there?
Amen.
"And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
Amen.
Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm going to tell you, seeing you all here today is an encouragement to me.
Amen.
Encouragement to Brother Edmund. You know, I love it. I love to see.
Amen.
Love to see the brethren and be with them. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. So the local church, help us to grow. We should go to a local church because we need to hear King James Bible preaching. We need to hear sound doctrine, teaching of God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Hearing gospel hymns sung that exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and not the flesh.
Yes,
a local church is also good for prayer and fellowship.
Yes, sir.
Amen? And then with the elders, the ones that have been saved for a long time, the leaders of the church, you know, coming in these doors and being around those older people, you know, that can really, really help a person to grow. You can see how they handle trials and tribulations. You can learn from them how they grew. All right, from babes in Christ to being mature Christians. Amen?
Amen.
And then, speaking of the local church, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'll show you this and then I will be finished. This here is a very, very good checklist for a local church. And if you are looking for a local church to attend, be a member of, this is what you look for. Now, this, I know that we are not perfect. No church is perfect. All right? But this is the ideal church, local church. All right, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 to 23. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. All right, so the first thing, checklist for a local church, is they know and esteem them highly that labor among them. Okay? And then they warn them that are unruly. Okay? They comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and are patient with all men. Okay? That's verse 14. And then they rejoice evermore.
Amen.
Amen. They pray without ceasing. They give thanks in everything. All right.
Amen.
They do not quench the Holy Spirit. They do not despise prophesying, preaching. They prove all things and hold fast that which is good. They abstain from all appearance of evil.
Amen.
Amen. That is a checklist for a local church. And again, there's no local church that is perfect. All right. So that is the ideal local church right there. Okay. So let me say something about number 10 there. They abstain from all appearances of evil. All right. Something may not be evil in itself, but it may have the appearance of evil. All right. So say that we get together and we decide to go soul winning. One place that we go inside soul winning is a bar, a club. Now pass out tracks there. You know, we got the right mind, right attitude. Now we're gonna go pass out tracks. And that's all we do, pass out tracks. But when we come out of that bar or club, another Christian is standing out there. They see us come out. They're gonna say, uh-oh. What are they doing? Right? So make sure we have the right attitude, the right motive, for the things that we do. All right. So that is spiritual growth. My desire is to see each and every one of you grow in grace.
Amen.
And learn God's word. It blesses my soul, to see people grow. Amen?
Amen.
So how we grow, we stay in God's word.
Right. Amen.
All right. So, we come to church. We listen to preaching, teaching of God's word. Be around other Christians. Amen?
Amen.
So pray. Pray for spiritual growth. Amen.
Amen.
All right, brother, I am finished. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.